The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Rodgers out of the gun. He's back. They need 61 yards and a touchdown. Rodgers rolling to his left. Being chased, slips the tackle. Rodgers is stepping up and lofting it deep down the field into the end zone. It is up and it is caught. Caught by the Packers. Richard Rodgers for a touchdown. Oh, no.
I've never had a completed Hail Mary before. Yeah, it's the greatest feeling. We're blessed to be able to play this game. And it reminds you at times how special this game is. Love what I do. I'm very fortunate to be a Green Bay Packer, and you live for days like this to be able to have a chance at the end and have something miraculous happen.
Well, those Packers had it all the way. All they needed was a little help from their friends. So much to get to. Let's do it. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Is an ESPN 97.5 road show live from Absolute Fitness and Nutrition off of Westheimer Parkway and Saddlespur in Katy. This is The Blitz, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet
on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Live from Absolute Fitness and Nutrition. If you want to get in today, 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Joggy Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday when all of you...
I love Fridays, Fred.
I do too, because... It means
better than Thursdays, even
better than pretty much any day except for Saturday or Sunday.
I'll go better than Sunday after football ends on Sunday, I get real sad because I know I have to go to work the next day.
I just get real drunk, so I don't worry about it.
Man, well, I wish I had your life where I could just get drunk and forget my problems. But yeah, Friday's a good day for me, man. I'm a big Friday guy, and plus we play Rebecca Black's song. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel good about the work that I do for the people. You know, the work we do. I mean,
well, this is kind of a team thing.
Yeah.
And there's something going on with our team that I'm a little upset about, to where it's time for some retaliation.
What do you mean?
We'll get to that in a second.
But you have a problem with me?
No. I have a problem with what someone is doing to a member of our team.
Okay, good news, because I thought you had a problem with me, and I was going to say, if you've got a problem with me, you can be off the team, bro. Listen, I'm like LeBron James. You can't come. J.R. Smith isn't allowed to come around like bitching because listen, I'll just say, we can find someone else to chuck up threes every now and again.
See, now if I had a problem with you, usually I would go just to you, but now that I have all this title and stuff, I would just go to Mr. Gow and say, we can get rid of that guy.
Yeah,
but first of all, I want to tell you, we're out here at Absolute Fitness and Nutrition, which is a very cool place. I know you worked out here yesterday, and
dude, where's Kevin? Is Kevin here today? I think I saw him earlier. Yeah, Kevin's still here. My legs hurt so much today. Kevin, I'm telling you, when I was working out yesterday, I didn't feel like – first of all, I took some pre-workout like I would take before I just went and lifted weights.
Right.
Mistake number one, because not only was Kevin like working my muscles, he was also pushing my cardio a little bit, and I'm not going to lie. Since my knee surgery, my cardio, not a strong suit for your boy. So I took the pre-workout like I was just going to come here and lift, which is kind of what I thought. Brandon may have misled me a little bit and said, hey, you're going to go, you want to just go.
He does that.
Yeah, that's all right. So I take my normal pre-workout, which makes your heart go like 100 times faster than it normally would.
So cocaine.
It's a little bit like cocaine, except you don't snort it. You mix it with water. I've learned if you snort pre-workout, it will mess you up big time. So I took my pre-workout. Then I came here, and Kevin wasn't about just, like, picking up heavy stuff. Kevin was about a full-body, all-around workout, which I was unprepared for. I was physically unprepared for it, and Kevin whooped my ass. So today, when my alarm went off to get up and go to the gym, and today in normal AJ world is what we call leg day. And when my alarm went off, there was an instant decision made that, nah, today's not leg day, bro. It's
stay in bed day.
Yeah, well, no, it was still go to the gym day, but it was definitely not leg day. And so I lifted upper body today pretty hard. Nothing on my upper body is feeling that burn. It's still legs from yesterday from my boy Kevin. So he put me through a good workout. But where's my masseuse? Is she here today still? Oh, she's gone today? Oh, she did me up right. But she didn't massage my legs. That's what I needed. I feel like I should have – maybe you had to make that request. This was the first massage I had that didn't end with, like, me, like – kind of having a weird discussion of what's going to happen next.
So it was legitimate is what you were saying.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that.
She's a legitimate masseuse. She's not like a handjob hooker in disguise. She acted like a real life, like the massage actually felt good. It wasn't just lead up to the handwork. So it was way different than what I'm used to, but really amazing. So I had a fantastic time here yesterday. This is a really cool place.
And we're going to be out here till 7. So if you're in the area, it's 25600 Westheimer Parkway. Very easy to find. Some of us got here very quickly just by taking West Park Tollway.
Some of us did not because I went to my buddy's house because I came into town a little bit earlier than I needed to. I was like, damn, well, what am I going to do? Yesterday, in my head, I was like, I'm going to get into town early. I'm going to go out to Katy, and I'm going to work out again. But again, all my plans changed when I woke up this morning, and I realized that I'm not going over to see Kevin again today. Listen, I've had enough of Kevin for a couple days. So I went to my buddy's house, who lives over here in Cinco Ranch, and GPS will tell you that even with heavy traffic, he's about 15 minutes away. And I said, okay, I'm going to give myself 30 because I'm responsible.
You realize that never works. Every time you just make it 30, you got to start making it 40 now.
Every school time. Child in the world lives in Western Katy. And there are school buses and crossing guards, and a crossing guard yelled at me. And it was a whole ordeal. And I ended up making it here with about 2 minutes to spare because I'm a true professional, and I definitely wasn't going to be late. So I did run over one kid, but no big deal.
There's plenty of others out here.
It wasn't like a kid. He was like 13, so his best years are behind him.
It's all downhill from here.
Right, so here I am.
Well, we're glad to be here, and we've got all kinds of cool gift cards. We got Chick-fil-A out here. We've got they're giving some raffle giveaways, including a free 30-day membership. And so come on out here and see us. And if you want one of the gift cards, just give us give us a Blitz code word, any one of them. You probably know them all by heart by now. So come on out, and we'll take care of you. A lot to get to today, and I'm sorry I could not make it yesterday because we were.
What do you have going on?
Well, the damn project that I've been working on all week. That's
Forget
finally
that project,
done.
Bro.
Forget that project. That project.
You could have been out here pumping iron.
Well, now
with
that
me.
You've told me, though, considering I have to run a 10K tomorrow, if my legs felt like yours did today, there's no way I could do it. So
my legs will be great tomorrow.
Okay,
I'll be good to go.
I'm going to find out. Because if they're not, then I'm going to say, you know what, you were wrong, Hoffman.
And you look at me, and I'm not in my peak physical condition. I think everyone can agree. My work girlfriend is here. She's looking at me, and she's shaking her head in disappointment. She knows that I'm not in my best shape. That's okay. There's a lot of girls here, actually, and they're all like, oh, gross. And that's okay. But
you're looking at the wrong angle. They're looking at me and doing that.
Oh, yeah. That's probably true, yeah. Then. You're right.
Yeah.
But you look at Brandon over there, and Brandon is – he's a handsome dude.
He's young.
He's young. He looks like he's fit. And yesterday, I spanked,
too long, though.
I spanked that ass, Fred. I spanked his ass on the circuit. Literally, like, by over a minute, I spanked him. It was really, I feel like we didn't really get into his level of shame because I was like I said, I was physically exhausted. But I feel like if we had really delved into what his emotions were at the time, there was a lot of shame.
You can see it on his face now.
Yeah, I think he still feels it. Yeah. Because, how old are you, Brandon? He's 26 years old.
Yeah, see, he's got that look on his face like I'm not really embarrassed, but right now I just want to go cry.
That's what he looks like. When I was 26 years old, I was literally a war machine. I was able to do whatever I wanted. And Brandon, that's where he should be right now, but he's just not. He's not taking care of himself, and he was more unprepared than I was yesterday is what it boils down to. And at the end of the day, Brandon, who would you say is the superior athlete? 35-year-old AJ or 26-year-old Brandon? 26-year-old Brandon. He really thinks it's him.
Yeah, see, that's what happens when you're that age. You're deluded. You have no clue.
Kevin, what do you think? A massage would have cut off maybe 30 seconds off his time, right?
Boy.
I think the
numbers speak for themselves, right?
I hear a lot of excuse making.
There's a win column and there's a loss column. And you, my friend, are like the Lions. You're in the loss column and AJ is in the Packers column.
I wear size 14 shoes and they had this bike that was built for like size 6 women's shoes. And it literally took me 30 seconds to get the tips of my toes into the harness to ride the bike. I still beat him by a minute.
All right. We're going to take a quick break.
We're going to do push-ups during this break, Brandon.
When we come back, we'll talk about the game a little bit and also how I think it's time for us to act, AJ. We can't let this stuff keep going on.
Okay.
We'll tell the people what it is when we come back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Absolute Fitness and Nutrition off of Westheimer Parkway and Saddlespur in Katy. This is The Blitz, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN out here at Absolute Fitness and Nutrition. And Brother Bear was asking me, if you're coming from 10, do you turn left or right? Well, it depends on which direction you're going on 10.
You know, Fred, you know damn well that, like, west past Katy, you can't hear the station.
That's
They're
true.
Coming from east.
Yeah, so, you turn left.
You'll turn south.
And then you'll find
at Grand Parkway.
Yeah, and then to Westheimer Parkway, and it's on the right. You can't miss it. In fact, although my GPS had me go through all these
school zones?
No, around the school zone. I went past Westheimer Parkway and then came back because I just took West Park Tollway. And it was like Falcon Landing and Falcon this and Falcon that. And I'm like, I wonder if my GPS did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Probably.
Some people wondering about the shark pick. Brother Bear wants to know about the shark pick. If you want to see the shark pick, as always, you have to come out live. You have to come to a live event today. If you come by and you want to see the shark pick, I'll show you the shark pick. I'll have to dig through my phone. I haven't shown that shark pick in a while.
But we'll give you a gift card.
It's not good to see. I'm just telling you now.
I don't know if I'm going to give them the Chick-fil-A gift card if they see that, because they're not going to want to eat after seeing the shark pick.
They might.
I don't know. I guess it depends on what you're into.
They might be into a overstuffed taco or something.
Well, they don't have those out here. So,
a grilled stuffed burrito.
Maybe.
Maybe so.
I wouldn't want to eat it after I saw that.
Or a hot dog.
There's that, too. Or the remnants of whatever child you ran over on the way here.
Or a big surprise.
Yeah. We'll talk about that game first, and then I want to get to this other stuff. But I thought it was kind of funny because I wound up betting on the Packers, and I didn't deserve that. I'll be the first one to admit it. But I didn't deserve to lose with the Patriots Sunday night either, so I'll take it. But the face mask thing. Boy, the NFL is trying so hard to defend that today. It's like, well, the head turned sideways. It's going to get called every time. I thought that was pretty bogus. And even after that, I mean, you can't not guard against a Hail Mary with Aaron Rodgers' arm. I mean, I don't know what the Lions were thinking there, but it wasn't just that face mask. There were a couple. There was an interference call in the first. I think it was in the first quarter that cost him like 40 yards. It was not interference. Now they want to miss in the field goal.
Would you agree that there shouldn't have been, or there should have been interference called on the second to last play?
I don't know.
Because that's where I was kind of torn. I was like, Green Bay kind of got screwed on that because I thought that was interference. And then the last play, I was like, that's not a face mask. But then I saw the replay. And you know, the new rule is, Fred, and I was reading something today about by rule that wasn't face mask. But the new rule says there's no longer a five-yard face mask. In the old days, that would have been a five-yard face mask.
And it wouldn't have mattered. They would have gotten another play.
But, well, 10 yards further, that may have mattered.
See how far that dude threw the ball? And I'm not talking about just downfield.
In the sky,
I don't think 10 yards was going to matter to him.
But I do feel like that the face mask, I mean, the guy touched his face mask, and his thumb went in the face mask.
And it jerked the head just enough.
They're going to call that. You know how they protect quarterbacks. They're going to call that.
Yeah, and, you know, it was unfortunate, but all you got to do is stop a Hail Mary. That's it, and you win the game. By the way, some breaking news. Bronco Mendenhall, your new coach at Virginia.
Well, congratulations, Bronco.
Yeah, I don't know that that's
– is that an upgrade, really?
I don't think it is, frankly.
And which is funny because Bronco wasn't in a Power 5 spot, but
– but we always talk about how not all Power 5s and non-Power 5s – that's – as non-Power 5 goes, that's top of the list.
It's right behind Notre Dame, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
Like, if you run your table there, there's going to be discussion because the schedule they play allows, you know, I mean, they've got so much flexibility. But you know what? Virginia probably money whipped them, and good for them.
Yeah. I just think that's weird. But 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. All right. We've been having some problems in our office lately. Your headphones continue to disappear. Well, see what happened to Jong today?
Yeah.
Someone stole his mouse. Now, first off, I don't want to give him too much grief over still using a mouse, but who the hell touches another man's mouse? Who does that?
It's so, I mean, listen. What,
of all the things to steal.
We work in an environment that is just, it's just insanity. Where there's headphone theft. There is now mouse theft, which you're right. I don't know who has a separate mouse from their computer now. It's all built in, but maybe Jong is he's working in prehistoric age. But the fact that someone would come and take that mouse and not put it back, I don't want to get into. I don't want to get too crazy about this. You've heard me sit here and
I have a solution. I'm not here to complain about it. I'm here to solve it.
Fred, I've already given my solution. Fire everybody. Fire whoever it is.
Then we'd have to fire Aaron, too.
Did Aaron steal my headphones? No. Aaron, did you take my headphones?
Well, see, how do you know? That's why you can't just indiscriminately fire people.
We've got security cameras around that place. No. Somebody's got to know.
I've got the solution. You're overthinking this. I have a friend with a polygraph. We get every single person who works there to come in and take a lie detector test. And the first one that fails gets pepper sprayed.
Okay. I'm okay with that, but I'm a little bit scared of polygraphs because – when I was,
I know they're not legally.
They're just not. They don't always work.
Well, that's okay.
I took a polygraph.
So what? We get to pepper spray some guy who works over at YSR anyway. What's the big deal?
I took a polygraph, and I've told this story before about when I was in the Army. A guy that that was in my unit was murdered, and I was one of the people who found him and like tried to save the day, which didn't work because the guy's dead. But so when the cops showed up, I'm like covered in blood and stuff. So I'm not the best guy to like convince them that I didn't do anything wrong here. So,
well, something like that, especially, you got to be freaked out anyway. Your heart's got to be going 100 miles an hour.
I'm terrified. I have no idea what's going on. And then I end up like in this room with a polygraph. And at the end of it, I tell everything I say is the God honest truth. And they say, they put me in this little another room after I take the polygraph. And they're like, you're lying. And so I'm sitting in this room thinking to myself, I'm about to go to prison for the rest of my life for murder. For like not just like a speeding ticket and not like Maury, like you're not the father, like
the
lie detector term determined that's a lie. Not that. Murder, like a person is dead, and I'm in this room, a tiny little room by myself, sitting down contemplating like how I'm going to fight off the rape attempts that are coming my way because of a polygraph.
At that age, you were probably pretty rapeable too.
And then like, I was super skinny. And then like 2 hours later, the guy comes back in the room and was like, "We went over your test results again, and it looks like you're okay." And I'm so, I mean, I've been in this room like tears streaming down my face. I'm like,
why would they not tell you at the beginning, "Hey, we got to go back and look at this again"?
Dude, I'm a grown man. I was crying real tears because I thought I was going to prison for the rest of my life for a murder I didn't commit. And it made me cry. It was terrible.
Okay, that I have to.
I don't believe in polygraphs. I believe in looking a man in the eye and saying, "Hey, did you take my mouse?"
Have you seen those squirrely-ass Yahoo guys, though? Looking them in the eye, they're going to just look you right in the eye and say, "No." And you know one of them did it.
Well, you find out who it was, and I don't know what you do.
I think
I've been saying I want them fired. I really do. I want them to be unemployed. I want them to not be able to pay their rent. And then I want them to end up in a homeless shelter. And I want them to look back.
No, I don't want them in a homeless shelter because you know what's going to happen? Then they're going to walk up and ask me for a quarter downtown.
I don't care.
Or for money. Or
you can do what you always do to homeless. You could flip them off like you do the regular homeless.
I don't flip them off. I just tell them the truth. I don't carry cash. But every single one of them has got the same story about their six-month pregnant girlfriend and he wants food for it. It's like, okay, produce the girlfriend.
But you'll know this guy.
Never happens.
You'll know this guy. And you'll already know he's an established liar.
Well, if he'd already taken a polygraph and been pepper sprayed, I'd know that anyway.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I think that solves it. I know you're against him for obvious reasons, but, you were obviously very nervous and upset after that, which that's a little bit different than a guy stealing a mouse.
Yeah.
So we shall see. Somebody says a polygraph will never work. It'll get stolen first.
That's probably true.
Yeah, that's true. And they wouldn't even know what they had. They'd just steal it. Jong, I got to tell you, first off, why do you still have a mouse? And second of all,
It's not on my laptop. It's on my, what's it called? It's on my desktop at work. The work computer.
Oh, okay, yeah, because we have these archaic work computers. So somebody just came and snagged it. How'd you find it?
Pearson found it in our studio next to one of the chairs, and he thinks that a certain Hall of Famer took it.
Hall of Famer?
Hall of Famer.
Who's a Hall of Famer in our – Barry Warner? A radio Hall of Famer?
Yes.
God, it still makes me so mad that Barry Warner's in the radio Hall of Fame, and I'm not. I'm so much better at radio than Barry Warner. I feel like almost anyone will attest to that, right?
Hall of Fame is for people who do it for a really, really, really long time.
And he's been alive so long, I get it. But
I mean, that guy makes me look young. So
he does, which is crazy to me.
I know, it's insane.
But I do feel like there's got to be something for quality over quantity, right?
This is radio, man. Nobody cares about
about quality.
Well, hey, good for him. And he and Dylan's show's doing pretty well, so there's something. I think, what about those HD guys, John? Could have been one of them. They were in there last night.
They were? I do not know.
What would Fred Davis have done with a mouse?
I have no idea. But I think John should confront Henry Thomas.
Does Barry Warner even know how to use a computer?
Well,
we considered that? Is he a computer guy?
Not really.
I was going to say, because listen, I worked with guys in Austin. Didn't believe in using laptops. Hell, Dave Tepper. Dave Tepper's not an old person. No, he would come in with a stack full of papers.
He still
and be like,
does that. Right up to the end.
I don't believe in using this computer for the show. I mean,
of course, the occasions when the computer crashes, I see where he's coming from.
Right.
But what about the Mighty?
I don't know about the Mighty. I don't know about him. I don't know how much I trust him.
I don't either. All right, I'm gonna go with – I will make Warner the favorite, Dylan second favorite, but I think John should just go up and confront Henry Thomas because I think it would be funny to see, 150-pound Asian guy try to take on a defensive tackle. I think that would be kind of fun. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. We're out here at Absolute Fitness and Nutrition, 25600 West Harmer Parkway. Come on out. We got some great giveaways for you, and if you're just getting in the car – start heading this way and avoid the school buses. School buses should be gone by now, right?
I don't know. I mean, what time is it? It's 31 minutes after I was out there amongst the school buses. So that's like, you're like the guy who comes, like, who makes it inside from The Walking Dead and is 30 minutes later like, zombies are probably gone, huh? I don't know. They're everywhere.
Well,
I mean, they are taking over.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, lots more to get to. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Absolute Fitness and Nutrition off of Westheimer Parkway and Saddle Spur in Katy. This is The Blitz, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Absolute Fitness and Nutrition in Katy, 25600 Westheimer Parkway. Come on out. We got all kinds of gift cards. We got all kinds of opportunities for you to win stuff, but right now we have a guest.
Yep, one of the guys who kind of his recruiting class really sort of set off what Mac Brown, what would eventually turn into, you know, Mac Brown's sort of bell cow class and really get Texas football back into a groove. BJ Johnson joins us on the program. BJ, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I appreciate you guys having me.
Man, my pleasure. It's been a long time since I talked to you. Tell me, how's everything been going? And tell us a little bit about what you got going on Saturday. I'll be out there with you guys at Wakefield Crowbar, which is one of my favorite spots. Tell me what you guys have going on.
Man, we just got a little tasting going on, man. Me and Roy, we dropped MVP Vodka in October for the Texas OU game. It's a product that we've been working on for about 3 years, man. It's a wheat vodka that we get our wheat from West Texas, and we make it right in Dallas, Texas. So, like I said, we've been on the market since October 9th, and right now we're about 70 locations statewide. So tomorrow, man, we're just going to be hanging out at the Wakefield Crowbar, letting some people try some, you know, original Moscow Mule with MVP, and then a couple other of our signature drinks. And they even also got a signature shot that they're going to be letting everybody take. So we encourage everybody that's in the area, in the Houston area, man, to come out and hang out with us, man.
What made you decide to get into the vodka business?
I really didn't make a decision. It kind of was thrown into our lap with a previous investment deal that went south. And one day Roy called me up and said, B, you think we can do it on our own? I said, shit, we can try. So that's what we did.
Tell me about what are your thoughts right now on the state of Texas football? I mean, this is about as bad as it's been. It's definitely the worst it's been since you've been there. What do you think is going wrong right now, and what do you think could be changed to fix it?
Well, obviously from the last game, right, injuries. but the other thing is, man, me personally, I think the guys have talent down there. I just think the guys just need to put it together, man. The guys need to be held accountable. You know, there could be some coaching changes and some spots that could be made, but at the end of the day, man, when you put that orange and white on, man, you got to go out there and play with pride. And from my view, what I see is I don't see a lot of guys playing with pride and playing for the guy next to them. And once you get some guys that are there that's happy to be at the University of Texas and wearing that jersey, wearing it with pride and playing hard, then I think you'll get back to Texas football.
Do you, I mean, you're a ways removed from your time at UT, and obviously that was, you had a different coach there at the time. Do guys like you and Roy and Sloan, do you guys have any kind of clout in that program still where you can come in, talk to the guys in the locker room and give them the old pep talk, or is that something you guys aren't doing anymore?
Yeah, and, you know, that's one of the things that Charlie has tried to do, but, you know, with the old AD that's now gone. There was some rule changes and some things changed up. You know, it used to be where guys can come out and come to games and be on the sidelines and go in the locker room with guys. But now it's cut it down to a certain number amount of guys, and you had to be this kind of guy and that. So, you know, it kind of just took the air out of everything with guys wanting to come back and support the group and support the new regime. when you start changing things up and making it harder for people to actually be involved and interact with the guys.
What are your thoughts on how long it's actually going to take to get that program back right?
That's a good question, man. If they decide to ride it out with Charlie, I think you need to give him a shot of bringing in his recruits and his guys that he can coach up and let them see what he does. I think his track record when it comes to defense is pretty good. So, you know, they just got to make some changes on offense, man. If they can get a healthy quarterback, I mean, football is all about your quarterback. If you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a team. So if they can keep a healthy quarterback out there that can produce and play well, I think they'll be all right.
All right, that's B.J. Johnson. He'll be out there at Wakefield Crowbar with me tomorrow for the Baylor versus Texas game. Appreciate you taking some time with us, B.J. We'll see you tomorrow. Looking forward to trying that booze, man.
Hey, I appreciate you, man, and I encourage everybody to come out, man. It's the best thing since Tito's, man, so you need to come out and try it.
There you go. That's B.J. Johnson. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, man.
B.J., good dude.
That was a he was part of an incredible class.
That's the B.J. Johnson, Roy Williams, Sloan Thomas, who were – three of the top 10 or 15 receivers in the country, and they came in with Chris Sims, who was the number one quarterback prospect in the country, all came at once. And that's when, I mean, Texas football really took a turn as far as, especially as far as recruiting. And they, you know, that class didn't end up winning a championship or anything like that, but they really set the tone for what Texas football would be in the Mack Brown era. So, That was a really important class back then.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We will update you on some other things going on in college football with some coaches that some good, some not so good, some surprising stuff. We'll tell you all about
some stuff about the UH coach, huh?
Indeed. We'll talk about that.
First, I'm going to tell you about Pajamagram. Guys, Christmas is coming up this year. Go with a win-win. Give her something that's going to make her feel hot and heat up your holiday as well, Fred. What do you think about that? Making your lady hot and it's hot for you.
I think that sounds great.
You like hot, right?
Oh, always, yeah.
Everyone loves hot. My wife loves it too. It's the super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. It's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. My wife is always cold. I don't know about yours, but my wife is always complaining about how cold it is, even though I'm constantly hot in our house. This is something it's the ultimate solution, the Hoodie Footy. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be hot in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com. And it's not just the Hoodie Footy stuff they got there. They got every kind of pajama there from comfy to sexy. Whatever your lady's into, they've got it there at Pajamagram.com. Imagine getting to open that sweet and sexy gift on Christmas morning. Includes a Hoodie Footy and a sexy midnight fantasy. That's the sweet and sexy gift set. You buy both today at Pajamagram.com. You'll save $60. You'll get the best of both worlds. And you don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, which is great because I cannot wrap a present at all. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIFT-PJs. Make it a Hoodie Footy holiday and tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Absolute Fitness and Nutrition off of Westheimer Parkway and Saddle Spur in Katy. This is the Blitz, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. We're closing out College Game Day Party presented by Coors Light at Luke's Ice House tomorrow with the SEC Championship Game. Join A.J. Hoffman and the road crew at kickoff at 3. We'll be on the deck to catch the game in a cold silver bullet. A.J. doing double duty. Besides that, then you want to catch him at 11 a.m. How about Wakefield Crowbar for the MVP watch party?
There you go.
Along with Roy Williams and B.J. Johnson, who you just heard. Plus the ESPN 97.5 road crew, you can root the Longhorns to a victory. It says that on here.
Really. I don't know if you can root the Longhorns to a victory. That may be.
You can root. I don't think it's going to help
you.
Yeah,
but rooting them to a victory may be impossible. That may be a statistical impossibility.
Yeah.
You can yell at the TV as much as you want. They're probably still losing.
Yeah, I agree.
But, you know, that's the good thing about having vodka there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, have you tried that vodka?
I've not tried it. I'm going to try it tomorrow, though. I've known Roy and BJ a long time, and they I wanted to go to their thing at Specs downtown because they were down there with VY.
Yeah, but we were on the air.
And TJ Ford, yeah, and we were on the air. So I haven't been able to go down there and meet up with them, but they're going to come out. And I think there's a couple other guys. I think DD Lewis is going to be there tomorrow, and John Childs is going to be there. So a lot of guys who have played at Texas are going to be there.
So if you were a fan of the Longhorns when they were good.
Right. If you enjoyed Texas football when it was not humiliating to be a Texas Longhorn fan, tomorrow's a good spot to go by Wakefield Crowbar.
All right.
Most of the guys who made it not embarrassing will be there.
So technically you're working, but you're not really working.
Of course I'm working, Fred.
They're paying you for it, but.
Well, yeah. That's work.
All right. I'll
You're always questioning my work ethic. I don't get it.
All right. A lot of stuff going on in college football. We mentioned earlier Bronco Mendenhall leaving BYU for Virginia, which I'm a little surprised to hear that. I'm not so sure Virginia is a better job. It's a Power 5 job. That's about it.
Yeah. Virginia may be one of those sleeping giants. I mean, maybe they've got some. They do have good facilities there. They are willing to put money.
And he's proven he can win at a school where. Well, I don't know if he can win at a school where you can't play 30-year-olds, but it's not that easy to get into BYU. There is, you know, it is harder to recruit there, just as it is in Virginia. So you know, maybe it'll be a good fit.
I always say that. I mean, BYU's it's a pain in the ass job. There's a lot of things that go on at BYU that make it not an easy place to work. But what they do have is a built-in recruiting base.
Yeah,
you know they so
and it is an advantage to have kids who have been on missions for a year and a half, and come back and they're older and bigger and stronger.
It is in a way, but they also, I mean, they've also spent a year and a half away from football.
Yeah,
in most cases.
Yeah,
so,
but they have plenty of time to get back in when they return.
But they are definitely grown men by the time they get there, and that's an advantage. So. We'll see what he can do there. I do think he's a good coach.
Oh, I do too. I like him.
But I think that Virginia job is a really tough job, man. That's going to be a tough place to make into a win.
I was a little surprised by this, but East Carolina has whacked Ruffin McNeil.
You against that?
I'm a little surprised. I thought he's done a pretty good job there. Now, I realize they took a pretty big step up in class going from Conference USA to the AAC.
Yep.
And
they've been bad this year.
They were not good this year, but they also had a lot of injury problems. I thought he'd done a pretty good job there, but I also get the impression they want Lincoln Riley back, and that's a name that's already being thrown around everywhere. Although, I mean, he may be up for South Carolina. I think that's a little better than East Carolina.
Yeah.
But I was a little bit surprised.
Looking back at East Carolina's seat, I mean, they were in 2013, they were 10-3.
Yeah. That was CUSA.
Yeah, that's a mighty fall to go to 5-7.
Yeah,
from 10-3. I mean, once you get to a certain level, that's the beauty of it. Like you work your way into like a sort of a name program, and then if you fall below a certain line, there's not much patience for you. And you remember Mark Mangino was that's the epitome of that, because Mark Mangino got the Kansas Jayhawks football team to an Orange Bowl. Which is just unbelievable when you think about what it would take to do that. It really is ridiculous. And then he had a down year. You're fired. But that's also, I mean, could be Ruffin McNeil's problem too. Maybe people are against fat coaches.
Well, that's probably part of it. I mean, if you're a fat coach, you have
Where's
to.
Ralph Friedgen these days?
Well, where's Charlie Weiss?
Where's Charlie Weiss? Where's Ralph Friedgen? Where's Mark Mangino? Where's Ruffin McNeil? Fat coaches, it's very difficult to make it.
Well, you better keep winning.
That's right.
You might win a little bit, but that's not going to be enough.
You win or work a salad in every once in a while. That's your two options.
All right, you know, come have some of this Chick-fil-A we got out here. That's nice and light. That's good for you.
Urban Meyer stays fit. That's why he keeps a job. That and he wins national championships every few years. But you have to do one of those two things. You have to.
Nick Saban's pretty good.
Nick Saban's in good shape, man. Yeah.
Of course, he's a wee lad.
Yeah, he's smallish.
Yeah. But Tom Herman signed his contract today.
Also in pretty good shape, right?
Yeah, also in pretty good shape. Also
not a big fatso.
Also kind of a wee lad.
Yeah,
he's not huge.
Also a goatee guy.
Yeah, that's a little. Hey, but you know what?
Aaron's a goatee guy.
Yeah, and he's weird too. I mean, he's cool, but he's got.
Yeah. You see less of the goatee these days than the full beard. It's a rarity.
Well, his is kind of a hybrid sort of be a beard on the
his
sides.
His is a goatee, but he hasn't shaved in a week. That's
no,
what
I'm growing out
down.
The Christmas beard.
Oh, you are growing it out? Okay.
I've never had a beard in my life because my whole adulthood, I worked at Discount Tire for 6 years where you had to be clean shaven every day.
Were you allowed to have a goatee?
Nope.
Oh.
No facial hair at all.
Oh, boy.
So I had to shave every day for six years.
Discount Tire is basically the Marine Corps is what you're saying.
Kind of.
Okay. So you were in the Marine Corps for how many years?
Six.
6 years in the Marine Corps.
You want to count it as that?
He's a hero, Aaron is.
Thank you for your
Thank you for your service.
Changing my tires. I appreciate
right.
it. 713-780-ESPN. We want to thank everybody out here at Absolute Fitness and Nutrition for having us out here.
Did we tell people yet that they can come out and win a free month of training?
We have told them, but we're going to tell them again because I know some of you are just getting in the car. You can win a free 30-day membership. You can win a weight management program. We've got some giveaways. You can get a free all-access trial like AJ did yesterday. We got some Chick-fil-A. And there's some other giveaways. Plus, I've got gift cards out here. And these are really cool people. Derek and Joy Allen, who own the place, having us out here. Really appreciate it. You got Dr. Evans, a chiropractor. You mentioned Maria, the massage therapist. And Kevin, the trainer, who beat you up. And Joseph, the other trainer out here. So good people. Come on out, say hello to them, and come get some free stuff from us. Now is the time. It is at 25600 Westheimer Parkway in Katy. So for those of you anywhere near the area, come on by, say hello, and we'll take care of you. It's that simple. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Is that music in the background? It is music.
It is.
You know, we're getting better at this. I can actually hear the music in the background now. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will look at all the NFL games that are coming up.
I want to talk about Scott Weiland, too.
Yeah, we will we will get to that.
Yeah, I was I usually don't get bummed out when celebrities die. Like, it doesn't affect me that much. I was, like, really sad last night when that happened.
It bummed me out, too, but I'm not going to lie. If we still did a Deadpool, he'd have been on my list.
Of course.
You know. And he would have been worth, what, 54 points?
Yeah, and listen, I usually when junkies die, I don't feel bad for them because they choose their path, but that dude was just such a brilliant guy and such a big part of my childhood. It hit me in the feels last night. I'm going to talk about him a little bit.
Well, it's a shame because a lot of people who have that kind of talent, they almost always have demons.
Oh, if you're a musician, you have to be on heroin to be great. It's almost a thing.
That's why I failed at it.
Yeah.
All right. Quick break.
You are a terrible musician without heroin.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to try that. Maybe I can still salvage
it's
my
too
career.
Late for you. Now it would kill you instantly.
Probably. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.